On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, Don't Be Fooled by Church Membership. And we learned one thing, that a true church member will pass the obedience test. And there are two more tests that a true church member must pass. So open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse number 3, as we take a look in the book.
What God is doing, he's getting you ready in the visible to get ready for the invisible. And if you're flunking out in the visible, you're going to flunk out in the invisible. And that's the problem today. A lot of folks done reached and grabbed somebody who don't obey the word of God. I'm reminded of a lady that went to marriage counseling with a pastor. And she wanted some pre-marriage counseling because they was getting ready to get married. But the man she was getting ready to get married to didn't want to break it off with his old girlfriend. He wanted to marry her, but wanted to have the girlfriend on the side. So they went to marriage, pre-marriage counseling. And so she told the pastor, and the pastor said, well, young man, if you get married, you're going to have to break it off, because if you're going outside your marriage to sleep with somebody else, then the Bible calls that committing adultery. And you'll be breaking one of God's laws. And the young man said, well, I ain't into obeying all them old laws and stuff. And the pastor thought real quick. He remembered that this guy was a military pilot. And so he said, listen, you fly helicopters there in the military, don't you? He said, yes, sir. He says, do they give you a flight plan? He said, oh, yes, sir. He said, do you obey it? He said, oh, yes, sir, I obey it. He said, why do you obey the flight plan? He said, if I want to accomplish the mission, I have to obey the flight plan. Matter of fact, if I don't obey the flight plan, worst case scenario, we probably would crash, won't fulfill the mission. He said, listen, young man, this book here is God's flight plan. He says, as long as you obey it, you'll be able to accomplish the mission that God has in store for you. But if you don't obey it, you're going to have a crash. Oh. See, you know who's around you by can they pass the obedience test. But you also know who's around you by can they pass the abiding test. The abiding test. Are y'all going to go with me this morning? I'm going to have to go by myself. Look here in the text. The Bible says here in verse number 6, he that said, he abided in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He said, now, if a person is saying they abide in Jesus, he said, then their lifestyle needs to be looking like Jesus. Yeah. Don't let somebody tell you that they with the Lord, but their lifestyle don't look nothing like the Lord. They got to be able to pass the abiding test. And you know if a person is abiding in the Lord by them resisting sin, by them denying themselves and picking up the cross and following Jesus. That's how you know a person is really abiding in the Lord. And they are walking like Jesus walked. Because how did Jesus walk? Jesus lived a life of self-denial. Oh, don't you remember when the devil was tempting him out there in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights? And Jesus was afterwards hungry, the Bible says, because he had fasted 40 days and nights. And the devil came and he said, Jesus, all you got to do is turn these stones in the bread. How many of you know temptation is the devil's way of meeting your needs? Yeah, temptation is nothing more than the devil's way of meeting your needs. So the devil made a recommendation to Jesus. He said, all you got to do, Jesus, is turn those stones into bread. But Jesus said, man, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And the devil said, oh, he's into the book. I see what I'm going to have to go on him. He took him to the pinnacle of the temple, way up there on the top of the temple. And he said, now, Jesus, you want folks to follow you. So just jump down, man, and do something spectacular. And then you'll have the folks following you. After all, God will give his angels charge concerning thee. Yeah. And Jesus says, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He had to resist the temptation of being famous ahead of time. But then the devil tempted him again. He went on and got to what he really wanted. What do the devil really want? He want worship. He says, I'll give you all of the things of the world. He showed him everything. He said, I know you're coming for it, so I'll give it to you. You don't have to go to no cross. Just bow down right now and worship me, and it's all yours. And Jesus says, it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord, and him only shall thou serve. See, Jesus had to resist the lust of the flesh, the first temptation. He had to resist the pride of life, the second temptation. He had to resist the lust of the eyes, the third temptation. And if you're going to stay with Jesus and stay a committed Christian in your church, then you got to be able to resist the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, or the devil going to get you. That's the problem today. People can easily get out of Jesus and get in the self just like that because they are not denying themselves. We are not preaching enough messages on self-denial. We are preaching more prosperity message, which is come on in and help yourself. That's not biblical to help yourself. This ain't Burger King. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the church today, the reason we are losing ground, we got too many church folks that is into self rather than being into Jesus. Oh, I was watching the sports this week, and I saw Tom Brady. They was interviewing him, and reporter asked him a question. He said, do you feel like you are appreciated? You know Tom Brady, he's the quarterback for the New England Patriots. And real quickly, he said, I plead the fifth. He didn't want to say anything. And I said, now look at that. When he first was trying to become an NFL player, he didn't act like that. When he was waiting to be drafted, he didn't act like that. When they finally drafted him and even He just made the team. He didn't act like that. When he was a third string quarterback, he didn't act like that. When he made it to second string quarterback, he didn't act like that. When he made first string quarterback, he didn't act like that. But now that he done been in the league so many years, 15 plus years, now that he done been in the league and done won so many Super Bowls, now that he done been in the league and folks are talking about him and they praising him and everybody saying that he's the best quarterback ever, now he's talking about, I plead the fifth. He's acting just like a lot of church members. When they first come to the church, they just happy to be a visitor. When they first come to the church, they just happy that they got room for them in the church. When they come to the church, they just happy that somebody opened the door for them. When they first come to the church, they just happy somebody asked them to be on a board or a committee. But once they get on that committee, or once they get on that board, and then I've been there for so many years, once they get to a position on the board and somebody tells them, we could have never made it without you, then they start feeling themselves. They start smelling themselves. And soon as somebody step on their toe, now they ready to they hit that door. Well, shame on you. The church don't revolve around you. It ain't about us. This thing is about Jesus. And the church don't revolve around you. It revolves around Jesus. So you need to get out of self and get back into Jesus. Because you're telling on yourself. Look at what he said. So you know who's out there. John says he's got to be able to pass the obedient test and the abiding test. But he got to be able to pass this third test, the love test. He's got to be able to pass the love test. Look at what he says. He begins with verse number 7. He says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shine. He that said, do you see it? That's the third time. He is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abided in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walking in darkness and know not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. If a person done stayed in the church, you know who they are if they can pass the love test. John says, I write no new commandment in verse number 7. But then in verse 8, he said, I'm writing a new commandment. Wait a minute now, John. I know you old. Did you get confused here? Because you just said in verse 7, I write no new commandment, but then in verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you. What are you talking about, John? Is the Bible contradicting itself? No, the Bible is not contradicting itself. Well, what is John talking about? John is letting us know that it's not a new commandment that he's talking about, but it's really an old commandment. But since Jesus done came, he done shed it, new light, on that which is old. It's old, but how Jesus is carrying out this commandment, it's a new way of doing things. See, somebody, don't you remember, somebody asked Jesus one day, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is this. Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And then he says, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as you love thyself. He says, and on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, Jesus bore the whole Bible down to two commandments, loving God and loving your neighbor. If you just love God and love your neighbor, you done done the whole Bible. They ain't never looked at it like that before. Most people just think about loving God, but Jesus said the way that we know that you're loving God is by loving your neighbor. See, when you love your neighbor, then you are walking in the light. And when you're walking in the light, then you're walking in God's love. Because love and God's light is like two peas in the same pod. You can't say that you're walking in the light and go around hating your brother. John say, if you say that you're walking in the light, but you hate your brother, John said, you're walking in darkness even till right now. Because you got to love your brother in order to be walking in the light. The problem with our world today, particularly the church, is that something is seriously wrong with our love. Oh, I know a lot of folks are talking about love and love and let's hold hands and kiss and love, but something is wrong with our love. You know, Dr. King talked about this about 50 years ago. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about how he used to go and talk to Lester Maddox, the governor of Georgia. And he says Lester Maddox would talk about church, talk about Jesus. He'll talk about the Bible more than any man that he knows. But he didn't care much for black people. He said he would go talk to the governor of Alabama. And the governor of Alabama was a big-time church member. But he didn't care much for black people. He said he would go and talk to the governor of Mississippi, Ross Burnett. And he says that he would talk about God and talk about church. But he hated black people. He said something is wrong with these people love. All of them are members of big churches, but they hate black people. Something is wrong with the love. And it ain't done stop church. Something is wrong with church folks love today. Don't you remember about 10 years ago when President Obama became the first black president of the United States of America? You would turn on the white Christian stations and you would hear all of these white preachers, one after the other, hate Obama, hate Obama. They was hating Obama. You turn to the Christian talk station, hate Obama, hate Obama, hate Obama. And you saw all of these millions of white folks hating on Obama, hating on Obama. Hating on Obama. Well, now, since President Trump became president, now, when you go to almost any black church on Sunday morning, you hear black preachers saying, hate on Trump, hate on Trump, hate on Trump. And you got millions of black people hating on Trump. And if you don't join the bandwagon and hate on Trump, they start hating on you because they wonder what's wrong with you that you don't hate on Trump. Well, ain't nothing wrong with us, but something is wrong with you according to the Bible. The Bible says in verse 9, he that said that he is in the light and hated his brother, he's in darkness even till now. And verse 11 says, but he that hated his brother is in darkness and walk in darkness and know not whether he goeth. Why? Because the darkness has blinded his eyes. We are living in a day and age, ladies and gentlemen, that we see a white church that done went blind. We are living in a day and age that we see a black church that done went blind. We see blind white leaders leading blind white folks. We see blind black leaders leading blind black folks. Jesus said it like this. He said, when the blind is leading the blind, both of them gonna fall in the ditch. Oh, and we got a lot of folks today that is falling in the ditch because they're following somebody who's in the church. But just because they're in the church, they could be walking in darkness. Don't be fooled. Just because they're in the church, they could be blind. Don't be fooled. Just because they're in the church, they could have hatred in their heart. Don't be fooled by church membership. Because when you fall in that ditch, who gonna get you out? I'm reminded Jesus told a story one day about a man that was traveling down the Jericho Road. And as he was traveling down the road, the Bible says he fell among thieves and he got robbed. And they beat him up and they left him half dead there in the ditch. And the Bible says it just so happened one of the members of the religious order, the priest, came by. And the Bible says he looked at him, but then he passed on by on the other side. And the Bible says there was a Levite, that would be like our deacon today. He came and took a closer look, looked at the man. But then the Bible says he passed by on the other side. But then the Bible says there was a Samaritan man. Who's a Samaritan man? That's a half-breed. That's somebody who's half Jew but half Gentile. And the Jews hated those kinds of people. But the Bible says that man, when he saw him, he felt compassion. He had love in his heart. And he went there and he began to pour wine and oil, doctoring on the man, bound up his wound. The Bible says he picked him up and put him on his beast, and then he took him on to the inn. And when he got there to the inn, he gave the innkeeper some money, and he said, I'm going to have to leave, but I want you to take care of him. But if he needs some more, go on and give it to him, and I'll repay when I get back. And Jesus asked the question. He said, now, which of those three men was a neighbor to the man that was in the ditch? And he said, it was the man that showed mercy. He says, then you need to do likewise. That's our job assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Our job assignment is not to jump on the bandwagon of hate. But our job assignment, ladies and gentlemen, is to show love to one another. That's why the songwriter said, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.